Riding horses for pleasure or around the farm puts riders at risk of significant injury if they fall. Hi, I'm Julie Harker, and this is Hoofbeat on Brownfield. A while back, we talked with horse trainer Zane Volkman of Missouri, who was severely injured in a horse riding accident, suffering a brain injury. But with the help of AgriBility of Missouri, he made his way back to health. He tells everyone, though, that he now wears a riding helmet every time he's on a horse. AgriBility and Farm Health and Safety intern Joe Bradage says everyone should wear one to decrease the risk of head injury.
People don't often think about that, but even a short fall from about 3 feet or more from a horse could either give you a serious brain injury or even cause death.
The American Riding Instructors Association says 60% of deaths from equestrian accidents are head injuries.
With the unpredictability of a horse, you're kind of at their mercy. If you were to hit something or if they were to get spooked and buck you off, you're pretty much at the mercy of the ground at that point, and anything could happen.
Recovering from traumatic brain injury takes a long time.
There's so many things nowadays that are able to help people kind of get back in the saddle, so to speak. But yes, it does take definitely a long time of rehabilitation, getting reacquainted with everything. Zane is a perfect example of that. Just riding around at shows and things like that, and you didn't see that a pipe was nearby, and then boom, you're knocked off your horse. But it takes a very long time. Some recover faster than others, but any kind of traumatic brain injury is very devastating to not only you, but to your family and to your friends. It really makes people kind of think about rider safety, things like that, that they may have not considered before.
Bradage says it's essential to wear a helmet specific to riding horses.
Your rider's helmet is going to be covering the front, the back, and the center of your skull, all important parts. Plus, you'll have a small brim, not enough to obscure your view or anything like that, but to keep the sun out of your eyes, to be able to ride properly, things like that. And many tech shops will be able to properly fit a helmet onto you. You don't want it too loose, too tight. There's parameters for how you're supposed to fit it, what it's supposed to feel like if you have any kind of numbness or anything like that. If it doesn't feel right at first, generally it's not right. So when people are going online and just trying to find something quickly, usually that's not a good option. Unless you're for sure on your size, I would recommend going to your local tack shop or anywhere that you could get properly sized for a helmet, even if it's at home with flexible tape, things like that. That's definitely important because if you're riding with a bike helmet or something, there's many cases where if you're riding through a forest and there's some low-hanging limbs, they could get caught in that. They could pull you off. It's very easy to fall if you've ever ridden a horse.
For more about AgriBility, go to our website, brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Julie Harker with Hoofbeat on Brownfield.